Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, recording remote, but staying in the mid-Michigan area right now. We're going to spend a little time with an old friend, Steve Klaber, co-owner of DBI of Lansing. And Steve, I think usually I start off these interviews with tell people about DBI, but you guys have been around so long and you've been on so many times that I don't think we have to go through that again. But we do have a couple of things we want to talk to you about. You got some big news. Actually, two big newses. You guys have been in business a while.
40 years this year, celebrating 40 years. Very, very excited about that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And when you think about the number of people you've employed, the amount of business you've done, how you've contributed to the economy, you guys have made a big impact.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we sure hope, and we hope to keep it up.
Well, the other big news is not only have you been around 40 years, but you've been performing well for those years. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you have a proud announcement to make. You're the recipient of Hayworth's kind of esteemed Best in Class Award. Tell me about that.
That's a huge deal because, boy, I tell you, they put you through the ringer to get that. And it's been around for 13 years, and we've been a best-in-class dealer for 13 years. So they have about 250 North American dealers, and we're one of five who has done it for 13 years. So pretty proud of that.
Well, and you know, this is not just about, oh, yeah, they sold the most furniture. There's a lot that goes into this.
No, well, and you think about it, we're in Lansing. You know, you compare to a Chicago, Miami, New York, LA, and we're doing it in Lansing, Michigan. And we've had some just tremendous, tremendous partners, auto owners, Farm Bureau, Accident Fund, just tremendous partners.
I think one of the things that really points to you getting this is the fact that not only do you have those customers, but you retain them. I mean, people don't retain customers unless they're performing.
No, very, very true. And Hayworth puts you through some real scrutiny. You know, they make sure financially that you're fiscally strong. They do customer surveys with all our customers who we put Hayworth Furniture in. They send out customer surveys to make sure that we perform. And our showroom has to be updated and have all the current Hayworth products in it. So we've just done a showroom redo and we're still in the middle of it. But boy, it looks beautiful.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I'm hesitant to share this with the audience, but I remember when you guys bought it 40 years ago and the D was for Doubleday, right?
Yeah. You know, we still get mail that says Doubleday Brother Inc. Yep. No, it was. It was Doubleday Brothers Inc. and Bob Sutter. Doubleday's was going to close in Lansing and Bob bought it. Bob Sutter bought it and asked if he could use Doubleday Brothers' name. And they said, no, we're still going to have some locations open. We're just closing Lansing. And so he used DBI. And so people who, you know, have lived here for 50 years, 40 years, you know, we still have people in mail come in says Doubleday.
Isn't that wild? You talk about how you burn a brand somewhere. Hey, tell us a little bit more about Hayworth, because they're like your main supplier, are they not?
They are our main supplier. They're over in Holland, Michigan, and have been a tremendous partner. We probably have been partners with them just short of 40 years, because I know Bob started the business and didn't have the Hayworth line and picked it up. And then Hayworth also has the state of Michigan contract for seating, filing, and panel systems. And we facilitate that for Hayworth. So that's a nice piece of business.
You know, it's kind of interesting because you guys have been doing a lot of business with the state of Michigan for many years. And I remember when it heated up a little bit because your partner, George Snyder's cousin, became governor.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And what was funny is, of course, I think he was, what, 96? Wasn't he in the late 90s? I think Rick was.
Yes.
But
yeah,
had that contract. And the contracts with Hayworth, we're just the dealer that facilitates it. But we'd had that contract since 87, Hayworth had. So it was funny when they raised such a stink about Rick, but Hayworth had had it since 87.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Workplace interior design, that's been a focus for you guys because a lot of people are remaking their workspace. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is we have these little hush booths. And I think you guys, you interviewed one of our designers, Monica, and she talked about that hush booth. And that is really a neat thing. It's something that you need to see. And it's one of those things, I think, when you just kind of see it on a magazine or a brochure, you go, and then you come in and sit in it. And it's a neat, it's a made little conference room. It's great.
Well, that's another testimony to, you know, how you keep your customers is the adaptability piece of this, because I know you've redone people's workspace post COVID because right. their needs kind of changed, right?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of floor to ceiling product that you can change the offices very, very easy. It's a neat product. And we put a lot of that Farm Bureau bought a lot of that. It's a neat product.
Well, listen, congratulations on your 40 years, but every bit is important. The best in class award for your 85th year in a row. I don't Steve Claver, thanks so much for joining us, my friend, co-owner of DBI in Lansing. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.